A major new study has found that Amish children across America are miraculously free from the chronic conditions that are affecting the rest of America. Known for simple living, plain dress, traditional food, and Christian pacifism, the Amish are a group of traditionalist Christians who reject most modern technology and pharmaceuticals and maintain self-sufficiency in their local communities. The Amish cherish rural life, manual labor, humility, and Gelassenheit, which means submission to God's will. They prioritize preserving family time and having face-to-face conversations whenever possible. Yet, despite rejecting the modern medicine and pharmaceutical drugs that the rest of America has access to, the Amish are officially the healthiest people in the nation. So what's going on here and what can we learn from this? Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already and join the People's Voice Locals community to support the channel and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. The link is below this video. A study conducted by the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation found that COVID death rates among Amish communities are an incredible 90 times lower than the rest of fully vaxxed and boosted mask-wearing lockdown America. Amish communities rejected COVID vaccines, refused to wear masks, and went about their normal daily activities, while the rest of America was turned upside down by Fauci, Gates, and the Plandemic Gang. According to the CDC and mainstream media, the Amish were set to suffer a huge increase in excess deaths due to COVID. In reality, the exact opposite happened. While mainstream America was suffering through the pandemic, the Amish returned to normal in May 2020. Let me say that again. The Amish returned to normal in May 2020. That's right, the Amish achieved herd immunity before the vaccines were even available.
Steve Nolt is a scholar on Amish and Mennonite culture and Mennonite himself. He's studying Amish news publications to analyze community-wide trends.
So are you saying as of about May of 2020, things kind of went back to normal in the Amish community?
Yeah, it's kind of by the middle of May, it's sort of like back to a typical behavior again.
That also meant avoiding hospitals.
I know of some cases in which Amish people like refused to go to the hospital, even when they were very sick, because if they went there, they wouldn't be able to have visitors. And it was more important to be sick, even very sick, at home and have the ability to have some people around you than to go to the hospital and be isolated.
Then last March, remarkable news. The Lancaster County Amish were reported to be the first community to achieve herd immunity, meaning a large part of the population had been infected with COVID-19 and become immune.
The mainstream media won't touch this story because it completely dismantles the entire establishment narrative. It shows that all the COVID interventions were completely unnecessary. The Amish didn't do anything out of the ordinary to protect against getting COVID. No lockdowns, no vaccinations, no masks, no social distancing, no mandates, no school closures, nothing. After this quick break, we will explain exactly how the Amish achieved herd immunity so fast and share a special word they have for the rest of America. But first, an important word from our sponsor. A shocking new study reveals that power grid loss and blackouts could send half of America to the emergency room this summer. The study states that over tens of thousands of deaths and millions of hospitalizations would occur in the event of an extended power failure. This is why I highly recommend ordering Dark Age Defense before these blackouts strike. Dark Age Defense is the only comprehensive step-by-step guide on how to survive and thrive in a nationwide extended and life-threatening blackout. Click the link below this video today to receive free shipping, a 100% money-back guarantee, plus several additional free bonuses. Order now by clicking the link down below, and be sure to watch the free video. The Amish achieved herd immunity and protected the health of their families by doing the exact opposite of what the CDC recommended. If members of the Amish community became sick, they used ivermectin, zinc, vitamin D from sunlight, and other methods that were demonized by the CDC and FDA.
During the COVID-19 outbreak, they became subjects in a massive social and medical experiment.
So it's safe to say there was a whole different approach here in this community when coronavirus broke out.
Absolutely.
Than many other places.
Absolutely.
Calvin Lapp is Amish Mennonite.
There's three things the Amish don't like, and that's government. They won't get involved in government. They don't like the public education system. They won't send their children to education, and they also don't like the health system. They rip us off. Those are three things that we feel like we're fighting against all the time. Well, those three things are all part of what COVID is.
After a short shutdown last year, the Amish chose a unique path that led to COVID-19 tearing through at warp speed. It began with an important religious holiday in May.
When they take communion, they dump their wine into a cup, and they take turns to drink out of that cup. So you go the whole way down the line, and everybody drinks out of that cup. So if one person has coronavirus, the rest of the church is going to get coronavirus. First time they went back to church, everybody got coronavirus.
Lapp says they weren't denying coronavirus. They were facing it head on.
It's a worse thing to quit working than dying. But to shut down and say that we can't go to church, we can't get together with family, we can't see our old people in the hospital, we got to quit working. You're working, it's going completely against everything that we believe. And you're changing our culture completely to try to act like they wanted us to act the last year. And we're not going to do it.
Even if the vaccine worked and was safe, there was simply no reason for them to take the vaccine because 90% had already been infected in 2020. Taking a vaccine after you've already got natural immunity is nonsensical and counterproductive. However, in the US, we were told to get the vaccine even if we recovered from COVID. Many people lost their livelihoods if they didn't comply.
Well, we're glad all the English people got their COVID vaccines. That's great because now we don't have to wear a mask. We can do what we want. So good for you. Thank you. We appreciate it. We're not getting vaccines. Of course not. We all got the COVID. So why would you get a vaccine?
By staying open, the Amish here have one tangible 2020 accomplishment few others can claim.
We have this joke when everybody else started walking, we started running. We made more money in the last year than we ever did. It was our best year ever.
Did the Amish really find a magic formula? They say yes, and they don't care who doubts it.
Yeah, all the Amish know we got herd immunity. Of course we got herd immunity. When the whole church gets coronavirus, we know we got coronavirus. Yes, we think we're smarter than everybody. I mean, shouldn't be bragging, but we think we did the right thing.
Mainstream media and big pharma can't brainwash you if you don't have a TV. Today, more than 3 years after the Amish rejected every aspect of the CDC's advice, you still cannot find more than a handful of Amish anywhere in America who died from COVID. Yet mainstream America is still refusing to listen to the wisdom of the Amish, preferring to place their trust in big pharma and the mainstream media. Western medicine has some good points and can be great in an emergency. But it's high time people understand that mainstream medicine, with its focus on drugs, radiation, vaccines, drugs, and more drugs, is, at its foundation, a money-spinning Rockefeller creation. People these days look at you like you're a weirdo if you talk about the healing properties of plants or any other holistic practices. Much like anything else, politics and money have been used to warp people's minds and encourage them to embrace what is bad for them. It all began with John D. Rockefeller, who was an oil magnate, robber baron, America's first billionaire, and a natural-born monopolist. In 1900, natural and herbal medicines were very popular in America. Almost half the doctors and medical colleges in the US were practicing holistic medicine, using knowledge from Europe and the Native Americans. Rockefeller, the monopolist, had to figure out a way to get rid of his biggest competition. So he used the classic strategy of problem, reaction, solution. That is, create a problem and scare people, and then offer a pre-planned solution. He went to his buddy Andrew Carnegie, another plutocrat who made his money from monopolizing the steel industry, who devised a scheme. From the prestigious Carnegie Foundation, they sent a man named Abraham Flexner to travel around the country and report on the status of medical colleges and hospitals from around the country. This led to the Flexner Report, which gave birth to modern medicine as we know it. Needless to say, the report talked about the need for revamping and centralizing our medical institutions. Based on this report, more than half of all medical colleges were soon closed. To help with the transition and change the minds of other doctors and scientists, Rockefeller gave over $100 million to colleges and hospitals and founded a philanthropic front group called the General Education Board. This is the classic carrot and stick approach. In a short time, medical colleges were all streamlined and homogenized. All the students were learning the same thing, and medicine was all about using patented drugs. Scientists received huge grants to study how plants cured diseases. But their goal was to first identify which chemicals in the plant were effective, and then recreate a similar chemical, but not identical, in the lab that could be patented. A pill for an ill became the mantra for modern medicine. More than a century later, mainstream America is still under the spell of Rockefeller's big pharma fraud. It is only brave people like the Amish who have the wisdom to reject the fear-mongering of the elite and put their faith in the natural cures that have held them in good stead for generations. Perhaps this is the reason why mainstream society continues to demonize the Amish and attempt to force them to join mainstream society, with all of its sickness, both physical and spiritual, and chronic conditions. We have so much to learn from the Amish and their rejection of the evils of this world. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community, the link is below this video, to help us continue exposing the crimes of the globalist elite and supporting those who are brave enough to stand against the agenda of the establishment. I hope to see you there.